Hi, this is Deacon Lauren, and I wanted to share with you what we discussed during our Zoom coffee hour following our Sunday service on February 7th. It was day school Sunday, and we heard Chaplain Amber preach, which was refreshing to hear another voice from the pulpit. Chaplain Amber mentioned how difficult the pandemic has been over the past 11 months. She explained how many of our relationships are challenged right now. At St. Matthew's Day School, each of the eighth graders is responsible to present a chapel talk during the school's weekly chapel service. Chaplain Amber spoke about Matthew, an eighth grader who gave a very powerful talk on friendships. He spoke about how friendships are based on trust and what can happen when that trust has been broken. Matthew's words of wisdom speak not only to those students listening in, but also to the adults as well. How many of us have damaged a close friendship by using hurtful words that we said when we were upset or angry? Or how many of us have received those hurtful words spoken by a friend in anger? In both cases, it is sometimes hard to ask for forgiveness, or else to forgive the one that hurt us. We might want to listen to Jesus' words about how he believed how many times one should forgive, as it says in Matthew's gospel. Then Peter came and said to him, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you 77 times." Chaplain Amber also spoke about the demons of racism. She mentioned how we must confront and cast the demons of racism out. We all need to work together to build up our fabric of society. We need to heal the scars from the demons of racism. Chaplain Amber mentioned a quote from activist Fannie Lou Hamer, which says, "Nobody's free until everybody's free." And I say to further her point that all demons of racism need to be eradicated. We then had a good discussion about this point and what we could do within our St. Matthew's community to heal our nation from systemic racism. Many of us at the coffee hour are participating in the Sacred Ground series. I then read a quote from Presiding Bishop Michael Curry's book, Love is the Way. You may remember that Bishop Curry preached at Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's royal wedding. And this is what the book said about that incident. What I learned that day, preaching in the presence of Her Majesty the Queen, and it turned out an audience of billions, is that we are hungry for love. No matter our state or condition, beyond our national identities and loyalties, beyond our political sympathies and ideologies, beyond our religious and spiritual convictions and commitments, there is a spiritual hunger at the heart of every human being to love and to be loved. It connects all people of faith, hope, and goodwill. That love is truly ecumenical, truly universal. That love knows no borders, no limitations, no divisions or differences of race, class, caste, nationality, ethnic origin, political affiliation, or religious conviction. That love can break down every barrier that blocks the way to the realization of God's dream of a beloved community. These are such beautiful thoughts and words by our presiding bishop. Maybe we can all pause and reflect on the way to love by showing more kindness and respect to our neighbor, by showing love to the unlovable outcast, by showing love to those who are different than we are. I encourage you to spread love out in the world through your actions. May God bless you this day and always.